Welcome to View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
And we are recording from the greatest other studio in WDRT history, Studio B on a Wednesday evening, November 30th. Aaron,
yes.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I hosted on Sunday, so brisket and ham. No turkey.
Good choice.
Yeah. Yep. How was yours?
Yeah, it was perfect. Yep. Good. Very, very relaxed. Everything was good about Thanksgiving.
I made too much food, and my kids took quarts and quarts of food home.
The leftovers are still the best part of that holiday. Other than family, leftovers are clearly the winner of that holiday.
Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. All right, we're back at it.
Let's see.
What are you going to talk about?
We can talk about, well, Thanksgiving, and we can talk about the Vikings won.
They did.
We can start on Vikings.
You want to start on Vikings? That's not the plan.
Yes. We're going to start right on Vikings, and then we'll move on to less exciting things like Green Bay Packers and things like that. So, yeah.
I guess the biggest thing for me in the back with the Vikings winning was they won. I mean, let's be real. They lost hard last Sunday.
That was a terrible loss.
Not this past, but the Sunday where they played the Cowboys. It was bad. Horrible.
40-3 is
thumping.
It's 40-3. That's officially bad. Yes.
So, you ask people that play the game, that know the game, going, okay, determine what the team is by after only having 4 days of rest after that horrible loss. Most teams would be like, oh, we're done.
That did not look like a
done team.
Which
usually was the case for a Vikings fan and Vikings in general. You'd be like, oh, we're just going to lose this game on a Thursday night because it's prime time and it's Kirk Cousins. They won.
They beat a Bill Belichick team in prime time.
For the first time in like 20 years.
Yep.
I think Brady was in his second year or something like that.
Seems like every week we talk about here's a real random thing about the NFL this week, and that was it too.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they did all right. I think the defense isn't what they should be, considering who they have. I mean, your Packers former guy, Za'Darius Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I think him and Kendricks, they're top 10.
Yes.
But in every other category, like red zone, they're the worst.
Okay. That's a real stat that you need in playoff time,
like,
yes.
It's the weirdest set of stats ever. Like, there's some categories, they're like top 5 or top 10, and then the other ones are like third down. They're the worst at stopping third downs.
They're good and also bad.
Well, that's also the reason why the point differential was
right in
the negative for the longest
time.
That's
how you keep a close game all the time. Every game. Yep.
Because when you lose 40-3, the point differential doesn't look any better.
Never helps.
No. But I don't know. We'll see what they are. I mean, they've got a win. They win this Sunday, and I think it's Detroit loses. They're automatically in for the, they're in the playoffs, So
I'm going to assume they're a playoff team. They got a Lions game and a Colts game. They're going to be 11-2.
At least, I hope.
At least 11 and 2 in the next two games.
I mean, they get the Jets on Sunday with, was it Mike Wright?
Mike White.
White.
Who put up big numbers. That game was a on-TV game.
It was against the Bears.
Yes. That was
against Trevor Siemian, I believe.
I watched that entire game.
Why?
I was on. The football was on. It was not great. But yeah, so
they won. I mean, the Jets run really well. I mean, they ran that everything. I mean, they look great. But one of the worst defenses right now is the Bears. So how good was he? But the Jets defense is really good. So I'm really leery on how this game's going to go on Sunday.
So let's say you're the Vikings.
Yes.
And you are going to be a playoff team. You're going to be a real good team this year.
Okay.
You've got Kirk Cousins as your starting quarterback.
Yes.
He's going to be – how comfortable are you? We've talked off the air that Kirk Cousins is a top half of the NFL quarterback.
Yep.
Made a list. There's some real bad quarterbacks on the bottom half of that list.
Yeah.
And some much better quarterbacks on the top end of that list.
I could bring up the random text messages we've been having since last week about it, but yeah.
And so if you're the Vikings and they don't win, let's say they don't win the Super Bowl this year. They have a bad game in the playoffs. Well, it happens if you're a Vikings fan.
Yes, it
right?
does. Yes, yep, yep. Well aware.
What do you do next year, and how do you fix what feels like a Kirk Cousins problem?
It is a Kirk Cousins problem. because he's not dynamic. I mean, the problem is that right now the top, let's just say the top 10 quarterbacks, who are they, you know? If you had one of those on the Vikings, what would we be? Way better.
Super Bowl winner.
Correct? Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't,
I mean, like,
doesn't it feel
there's
like...
No, there wouldn't be any conversation going, I don't trust, you know, we wouldn't be probably, you know, winning games by less than 3 points.
Right.
You know? So in that mindset, what's going to be out there? How are we? How would we try? Because Kurt has got one more year left.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money in that one. So do we find somebody in the draft this next year?
I think you have to, right?
I would think you. I mean, because Nick Mullins is not obviously going to be the best. I mean, he's just a good backup.
Caught part of that. The guy was he's not an NFL starter.
No. But I would suspect no matter what happens, I think they're going to still have to draft. They'll have to draft somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the problem comes to, okay, where are they going to be drafting in the first round? Later rounds at this point. Well, we also need cornerbacks. We don't need anything on the offense, maybe offensive line, because we've been just miserable.
Right.
You know. But do you find that superstar in one of those other skilled positions, or do you go for the quarterback that's never a guarantee?
I think you always have to draft the quarterback because that's the only way, traditionally about the only way to get somebody. A real quarterback is drafting him in the first round. There's some exceptions, right? You'll catch a Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
You'll catch a Russell Wilson. You'll catch Kirk Cousins, right?
Right.
Kirk Cousins
yep.
was a third-round pick.
Yep.
But those are pretty rare. Davis Mills, the bottom half of the NFL is littered with third, fourth
yes.
round picks who aren't great, but here they are in the league.
The Vikings are not horrible, obviously. I mean, it's the eye test. They've been winning.
Mm-hmm.
They still win. I mean, that's what they got. I think Kevin O'Connell's doing a great for a first-year coach. He's doing a bang-up job. I think he's got these guys energized. He's, you know, the energy's great. It's positive. He's getting what he needs out of most people,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, yeah, I think, I don't know. Our secondary sucks. And it's hard for me to say because I love Harrison Smith. But
sure.
he's aging.
Mm-hmm.
He's at. I think he's maybe 2-3 years away from he should be gone.
I think that in the NFL, there's about as many elite defenses as there are elite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Vikings have either.
Right. And my problem is that we're used to having that elite defense.
Sure.
You know, I mean, all the years that I've ever been watching.
From John Randall through Harrison Smith.
Well, for me, it's even sooner than that. It's Dolman and, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we've always had that defense
sure.
that
yes.
that everybody gets scared.
The purple people eaters.
Yeah.
I remember.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, we've seen Super Bowls won with defenses, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's still true to a certain degree. But, you know, do we get a quarterback or do we get a better defense?
I don't think there's a guarantee with either. So I think
no,
you got
there's not.
So
because right now our draft picks, I think out of the five like first five rounds,
mm-hmm.
four of them are on IR.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are playing. I saw
maybe,
a little blurb
yeah,
on the ESPN.
Right.
It showed me. Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the draft, you know, but, you know, it is the draft. But I think they'll have to draft somebody. They're going to have to get somebody where they're, I don't know. I mean, he's all, here's the dilemma. He's right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not horrible.
No.
He's not the best in the world, but he just makes it happen. And sometimes doesn't make it happen.
Right. So you have to. You always think there's going to be somebody better. You have to try to find him.
When's the bottom drop out on him? You know.
Well, speaking of that, Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Are now sitting at about 4-8.
Okay.
With exactly that kind of dilemma going on. They've drafted a young quarterback. He's been waiting in the wings. He might be good. He might not. And they've got a quarterback who is great, but is also not. Since the week five, he got hurt at the end of week five.
Yep.
Since then, he has been a bottom four or five quarterback, starting quarterback in the league.
Yep.
So now that they have the same problem that we were talking about, what do you do?
Let's be real.
Aaron Rodgers has an injury. It's not a performance issue. It's a injury issue.
Sure.
But he's also 39 years old.
Right.
With being paid more money than I think about any quarterback in the league this
other
year.
Other than Deshaun and...
Yes. He's
you know,
very, very well paid. Yep. So you he has to play. Except that if you're the team, maybe you don't want him to.
I think at first, I'm sure the office was like, when they found out he got hurt and he came out of the game, I'm sure there's a part of him going, oh, yes.
Yeah, because Jordan Love didn't look bad. Every time Jordan Love has come in, little by little by little, he's looked better.
Yeah.
He's looked now like a proficient NFL quarterback, which last year when he came in, did not look like that. Earlier in the year, didn't really look like that, but he went 6 for 9, threw a touchdown.
It looked all right.
Looked like he understood the offense.
Right. Here's my question for you as a Packer fan.
Sure.
What has Aaron Rodgers given you other than one Super Bowl? And how long has he been with the team?
I mean, isn't that enough? You've got MVPs and a Super Bowl.
For what he does and what he's getting paid, I mean, the regular season, he's amazing.
I mean, I would love to be the pound the table and say he should have Super Bowls because he's so great, but...
No, right. It takes a whole team to do it.
He has kept the Packers relevant.
Right.
For 15 years, they've been the best team in their division since he's been the quarterback. MVPs and Pro Bowls and big numbers. Yeah, that's enough. Is it?
I'm just asking. I mean, because me as a Viking fan, I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, we played four of them and we lost all four of them, and that's all I know.
And, you know, I've got friends that are Vikings fans and Bears fans and Cowboys fans, and it's the same thing.
Yeah.
He's given them more things than any of those franchises have had since they've been around. So
I hear that. When I listen to any kind of sports talk radio or anything like that, they always bring up, well, he's not, you know, in the playoffs. Well, you know, just to be able to be there a year after year after year, that's not easy. I mean, look,
In little bits and pieces, you've seen, who have we seen set play as back? Matt Flynn. The Matt Flynn era in Green Bay was not very good. Who's the backup quarterback? I know I've seen a Mark Brunell as a backup quarterback. Yeah. I've seen no other quarterbacks have been good as the starter besides Aaron Rodgers.
Right, right.
He's been exactly
right. Right, and he's missed. I mean, I hate him because he's a Packer. But,
sure.
But his success is, you know, it's second to none, you know? And would anybody creating a team, would you want him? Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yeah, you know? So, I mean, the argument of, well, he's only done one Super Bowl, well, you know, no, some teams haven't even won one in ever yet, you know, so. But I don't know. It's a quandary, I think. I think, you know, we've talked about before, you know, do you want to see what Love can do?
I mean, as a Packer fan, no.
No, as a Packer fan, you do not, but in the front office, you would.
Because
once again, it comes down to draft capital. I mean, if you can get rid of, if Rodgers is going to come back, and he's, what, 2 more years now under contract?
Sure. Yes.
You know, there's no sense in holding back Love right there to have him sit. I'm sure he's getting frustrated, you know, because originally, you know, after that first year, go, okay, all right, I'm ready to go.
Put me in, coach.
What do you mean? I'm just going to sit here somewhere. Great.
And you've seen him get better, and he knows it probably from the second he was drafted by the Packers. I'm not going to see the field until 2024, probably. He just probably had that
time when they drafted him, though. That was that whole nobody knew what Rodgers wanted,
right?
You know, so they had to do what they had to do,
and here we are 4 years later. Yeah. We're still not sure what he could do, because let's just say the Packers are eliminated by Sunday, and they are sitting at 4-9. Aaron Rodgers has to be the guy that says to the front office, I'm going to sit down for the rest of the year. Going to be the front office. It's not going to be Jordan Love playing well in practice. None of those things.
Right. It is Aaron Rodgers. It is his team.
And if Aaron Rodgers is choosing to sit, wouldn't that also tell you that Aaron Rodgers is probably not playing for the Packers next year? Because if he's the leader of a team, don't you warrior it out? Don't you say,
tough it out.
I'm going to play. I'm the leader of this team. I'm going to
That's the quandary.
Right.
You know, it is this and that. This and, you know, what if, and, you know, there's so many.
Because he's either
the last couple of years, it's been so much drama in the offseason.
He's either going to captain a ship that goes 4 and 13 this year.
Yep.
Or he's going to be sitting on the bench while the team goes 4-13 this yeah. year. So yeah. it, either way, I think if you're the franchise, you'd like him to not be there next year. I think regardless.
I think
if you're the fan base, you'd still rather have Aaron Rodgers and be 4-13 than
not
than Jordan Love or anybody else and go and have almost, I wouldn't say any other record, because if you were, if you could have Kirk Cousins and you could be 11-2 at this point in the year, I think
you know. Wait, give it 2 years when they don't have, whenever Aaron Rodgers leaves.
Sure.
See what it, your fan, you and every other fan feels like when you have to deal with the same thing that we have dealt with.
In my lifetime, I have never had a bad quarterback.
You have not, because 31 years, it's Favre mm-hmm. or Rodgers.
Mikowski, Favre, Rodgers, yeah, all pros yeah, for, yeah. we have had an all pro or a pro bowler for feels like 30 years.
Right, it has been.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, 30 years, I've seen, I don't even tell you how many quarterbacks I've seen in my Vikings. I've seen every, I mean, I've seen Rich Gannon.
Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon.
Warren Moon was in there. Dante Culpepper.
Oh, yes. Dante Culpepper was great. That is
Brad
your last.
Johnson was a couple of years.
Wow.
Then we at some point decided to do Christian Ponder in a first round pick.
Who did I see in a playoff game that started one playoff game for the Vikings?
Joe Webb.
That was
it. I like Joe Webb.
Okay,
Joe,
good for you.
He was I mean, he was before, he would have been DeSean Jackson before, just, you know, he was that running quarterback, you know. So anyway.
Well, do you want to spend 3 minutes in song, and then we're going to come back and talk Wisconsin Badger football and the World Cup?
Probably have enough time to do that.
All right, let's do quick music. We're going to do Spoon with The Underdog, and then we'll be right back with the wrap-up.
Picture yourself in a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, and cut out the middleman, get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger, got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog, that's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh, it can't all be wedding cake, it can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it, can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy, and there's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. Back up an inch of her, that's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be for a while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog, that's why you will not survive. Right?
Right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Speaking of underdog, we're going to go with World Cup. Aaron, we're going to do soccer.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
We're very excited. I am pumped. I am as excited for the both of us.
Good. I'm glad you are.
The U.S. soccer team is in the knockout round of 16. They tied with Wales. They tied with England, which is England is very, very good.
Right.
They're a top flight team. And then they beat Iran 1-0.
Is that good?
1-0. It's a win. A win is a win.
But I mean, was Iran that good? I mean,
Iran
decent?
Is not very. Iran lost their opening match, something like 4-1, 5-0, very badly. They lost by a lot in their opener. The U.S. needed to win.
I knew that.
All about winning. You're in.
And I'll be honest, I'm starting to kind of follow it now that we've been doing this show.
Okay. Yeah.
Stuff that normally would go, click. Now I'm kind of going. It's interesting.
It's the world's game.
I mean, there's the photo of the American player consoling the Iranian player that was crying on the field.
Yeah.
To me, that's great. I mean, that's what any sport should be all about. You know, that sportsmanship that I understand your play, because I think Iran's going through some stuff.
Yes. Iran is going through some stuff.
Aside from the usual stuff, but
that is fair.
But I mean, that's. The emotion, I see that every time I've been watching more here and there, there's more of that true emotion from soccer.
From the fans in the stands to the players on the field, yes. It takes such an effort to qualify for the World Cup. It is a four-year process. In the Americans' case, 8 years since you've been in. It's everything to these countries. So the U.S. is in the knockout round, the golden goal as it was in the 38th minute, scored by Christian Pulisic off a pass from Serginho Dest. Lots of athletics. I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
When you watch the highlights of it, it's a big, exciting moment. Yeah. The U.S. is playing against the Netherlands on Friday morning, 9 a.m. So call into work, and we'll watch soccer together. We'll go to a pub.
Yeah.
We'll split a pint, and we will watch soccer.
I'm going to say this. Social media, and I've got friends that are – I mean – I've been seeing now people going, hey, where can I catch soccer here in Rochester, Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Or here in Dubuque, Iowa? Where can I watch it?
Sure.
Then everybody else is chiming in. It's kind of interesting. I mean, it's like, okay, nobody really cared until, you know.
Yes, until they started winning. Until you're starting to be good enough to be on TV. Netherlands is one of the best teams in the world.
Oh, good.
But the U.S. has a puncher's chance. They are a young, athletic team, and the Netherlands plays a very conservative style. That if the U.S. is tied or has a chance to win this game, they are a puncher's chance as it is. You know, Vegas has your odds, 3-1 underdog sort of neighborhood.
Sure.
But, I mean, those are good. You'd take those odds if you could say you're in the next round. They're the youngest team in the tournament. Yeah, so we will be next Friday hopefully talking about a very huge upset, surprise victory in the U.S. finding themselves in the quarterfinals of the World Cup for what I want to say the first time ever.
Yeah.
That would be exciting, but at this point, it's a win. The tournament from the U.S. perspective, you've got to say you've seen good players, they've been in good form, and they're on to the next round. So if you're a soccer fan of the U.S., you're into this.
Good.
One last thing to cover, Wisconsin Badger football.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff.
You've heard me talk about Jim Leonard pretty much every single week.
Well,
he's one of my favorite Wisconsin athletes.
Yep.
He was replaced by the Wisconsin by Luke Fickle, which is not the name, but Luke Fickle, head coach of Cincinnati, comes from the Urban Meyer, Jim Tressel, Ohio State coaching tree. Head coach at Cincinnati, last year's national coach of the year. When they were in the playoffs for college football.
I guess the biggest thing,
is
what we've talked about off air was he's not a product of.
He is the first since 1990 to not come from the Barry Alvarez tree from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Everybody else they've hired has come internally. This officially does turn the page. Luke Fickle is a great coach. He is an upgrade on. He's a defensive coach. He's an upgrade over any coach they've hired, certainly.
So You're accepting that over Leonard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
He's a culture guy. They win. They put guys in the NFL. He recruits well. Not all coaches are culture guys.
Right.
A lot of coaches will come in and just say, we're going to win, find the best players, and we're going to win. He does seem to build a program. And, yeah, no, that's an A+.
Yeah. Because in the big scheme of things, recruiting is
everything.
Everything for these.
Now that there's a transfer portal where if you don't like your coach, yep. if you don't like your player, if you don't like the system, if you don't like your family unit that you have at your university, there's another university that would love to right. take you, and you can transfer once with no penalty. So yes, if you need a culture guy,
yep.
and especially at Wisconsin where you're not always going to recruit the top line right. guys, you want guys that'll stay, you want guys that'll build something. So no, that's a big get for Wisconsin football.
Okay. Anything else? We only have a couple minutes left.
Let me see. What do we got? You know, I can't think of too much else. There's nothing much going on. The Bucks are still good. Status quo. They're still as good as they were. They're the second best team in the East, playing real well. They're going to get their second best player, Chris Middleton, back eventually.
Yep.
Let's see. The Brewers, nothing has happened.
It's offseason.
It is now officially the offseason right. on a couple of sports. Wisconsin Badger basketball, same thing. Early in the year, they're 5-2.
I couldn't tell you where my Timberwolves are. They just are horrible usually.
Yes, they're not very good. And
even with the big trade of
Carl Anthony Thomas got hurt. He's out for about six. Or Carl Anthony Towns is out for about 6 weeks.
And they grabbed that guy from Utah, didn't it?
Gobert. Yep.
Yeah.
They
gave up.
Four first-round picks for a very, very tall man.
I don't know. But, yeah, and I couldn't tell you Gopher football. I know they beat the Badgers.
Gopher, yes, they are better than the Badgers.
Yeah,
and
we'll see how long that goes.
No, at the end, we've got the wrap-up on college football coming. You got the bowl games, bowl championship, playoffs talking, so we can cover all that, give or take, next week.
Yep.
No, man, that should about do it. This has been a very productive 28 minutes. I feel like I've learned something. I know you've learned something.
Yeah, soccer alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thanks again, Aaron, for going like this and pointing direction.
And then pushing the buttons.
You did best in the business.
One thing, since we've got 30 seconds left, is just a little reminder, it's the season of giving.
Absolutely.
It started on Monday. So donate and enter to win a lot of stuff. You got winter caps, Wonder State Coffee gift cards.
Where, Aaron, would I find the information?
WDRT.org, the website. Ooh. So you do that, you see everything. Grand prize is $1,000.
Dang. Which you can give back to WDRT.
You could.
And win twice.
Yeah, there you go. So that'll do it for us today. Thanks for tuning in. And
thank you for playing along, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.